Chapter 4. Malcolm is in his room now. It is quite late, so the cleaning woman, Mrs. Dempster, is gone. Malcolm feels pleased because the room is very tidy. It is also bright with the light from the lit lamp. The fire is also lit, so the room is not very cold. And his dinner is on the table. Malcolm eats dinner, and afterwards he smokes a cigarette. Then he puts his books and papers out on the table. By this time, the rats are all over the room again, scratching and squeaking. They can be very noisy tonight. I don't mind. I am glad they are here. I am scared to be alone tonight, Malcolm says to himself, with a smile on his face. Then he begins to study. I won't worry about anything tonight. I will concentrate on my work. I don't have much time until 1 o'clock. I must keep my promise to the doctor and to Mrs. Whittem. I will go to bed early, he says to himself. The wind is blowing heavily outside. Malcolm studies hard for about an hour. Then he begins to think about the doctor's advice. The wind is stronger now, and it is shaking the windows and the doors of the old house. It is causing strange sounds in the empty rooms and corridors. The rope is also moving up and down. Perhaps the bell on the roof is swinging with the strong wind, and it is lifting the rope, Malcolm thinks to himself. Then he remembers the doctor's words about the rope, and he takes the rope in his hand. He looks at it carefully. So, this is a hangman's rope. I can't believe it. And I don't want to believe it. Just then, the rope goes up a little again with the swinging of the bell on the roof. Suddenly, Malcolm feels the rope shaking, and he looks up with fearful eyes. The big rat is on the rope. It is slowly coming down towards Malcolm, staring at him with evil eyes. The other rats are not in the room anymore. Malcolm drops the rope from his hand in fear and panic. Then the big rat quickly climbs back up the rope and disappears. The other rats come out of their holes. They begin squeaking and scratching again. The evil rat! I hate it! I must kill it! But how? Malcolm asks himself. Then he remembers the third painting on the wall. He quickly lights the other lamp. He holds it up and stands in front of that painting on the right-hand side of the fireplace. He looks at it carefully, and his knees begin to shake. Drops of sweat come running down his forehead. Then his whole body begins to tremble. I must not panic. I must control myself, he says to himself. In the picture, there is a judge in a red robe. The judge's face looks very cruel. He has a big, crooked nose. It looks like the beak of a bird. He has the same evil eyes as the enormous rat. Then Malcolm sees the eyes of the enormous rat itself looking at him from a hole in the corner of the painting. Malcolm holds the lamp higher and begins to examine the painting carefully. In the painting, there is also a big wooden chair with a high back. The judge is sitting in that chair. It is on the right-hand side of a big stone fireplace. A rope is hanging in the corner. The end of the rope lies in a coil on the floor. The high-backed chair, the fireplace, and the rope are all the same as the ones in Malcolm's room. This is a painting of a judge right in this room, Malcolm thinks. This is the judge himself, the owner of this house. Malcolm is very frightened now. He feels the presence of something or someone in the room. He looks in the direction of the fireplace. Then he gives a loud cry and drops the lamp on the floor. The big rat is sitting on the judge's high-backed chair. It is staring at Malcolm with evil eyes again. The rope is hanging beside the armchair. There is no noise in the room because the other rats are not there. The only sound is the roar of the storm outside. Malcolm picks up the lamp from the floor. It is not broken because it is made of metal. And luckily, the oil is not spilt. He lights the lamp again and wipes the sweat on his face. He thinks for a moment. This is foolish. I must not be a fool. I must forget about the evil rat and the rope. I must think about my studies. I don't want to fail my examination, he says to himself. He wants to make some tea, but he doesn't. I will not drink tea any more. The doctor and Mrs. Whittam are right. Tea makes me nervous and uneasy. I must relax and study, he says to himself. He takes a glass of water. Then he goes back to his table and continues to study.